Theaters and performing arts centers hit hard by the coronavirus are now looking toward a brighter fall. The COVID vaccines are a lifeline for the struggling live arts community, and audiences seem to be ready.
There was a national survey done that showed that performing arts audiences are actually adopting vaccination at a higher rate than the general public.
That's Cindy Ornstein, executive director of the Mesa Arts Center and the director of arts and culture for the city of Mesa. After more than a year of remote shows, she says they're excited to return to normal for their new season.
We have gone ahead and planned on reopening with full capacity seating. And the city of Mesa has a new policy in place that masks are optional in all city of Mesa public facilities.
And that means masks will be optional at shows, too. Across town at the Child's Play Theater, they are also looking forward to getting back on stage, but they're taking a slightly more cautious approach, according to Child's Play's marketing director, Avery Gutierrez.
We have decided that we are going to continue to have masks as a requirement to be inside the theater, just because since we're, you know, a children's theater and children, not all children are able to get vaccinated at this time. So we want to make sure that they are prioritized and that they're going to be safe and families can really focus on the show and enjoying themselves and having a good time and not worry.
Gutierrez said they're continuing with the other precautions they implemented during the pandemic, things like contactless ticketing, social distancing, and extensive cleaning of the theater space.
And now let's turn to the state's largest theater company for the next few minutes. The Arizona Theater Company just announced their 2021 season starting in the fall, and its themes are appropriate for the pandemic year we are emerging from. I spoke more about that with Jerry Wright, the managing director of the company, and we began with a look back at a year that was devastating for companies like hers.
It was very difficult for the country, but for theater in particular, it is the unknown of, like, when will people feel comfortable coming back to a room of 700 of their best friends, right?
Yeah.
In a dark room with 700 of their best friends. So, you know, it was a really tumultuous year, full of a lot of uncertainty that everybody felt. And we had to make some really difficult decisions that I hope to never have to make again, but really in survival mode. And it's just delightful to now think of moving forward and coming out of this and what we look like beyond 2020, 2021.
Yeah. And throughout the last year and a half, you've had to really rethink things. You worked around it. You created new ways to reach your audiences. Tell us a little bit about those efforts.
We did. You know, we really had to take a hard look under the hood and see what made Arizona Theater Company tick and how we've run historically, and what changes needed to be made to the business model that make us sustainable beyond 21. And, you know, we sold our historic administrative building in Tucson because of the pandemic. All of our staff that remained were working remotely and really take a look at our systems and processes of the company, you know, the payroll systems, the financial structure, how we do things to make sure that we're more efficient and that we can do it remotely and do it efficiently remotely. So it's really changed in a good way. It's changed the culture of this company this past year. And quite honestly, this company, as every other theater, you know, you run from one season to the next, one production to the next, and really hasn't had the time to kind of restructure internally. And we took it as an opportunity this past year to do that.
So let's talk about what that will look like going forward. Mm-hmm. As you alluded to there, you were announcing a new season, an in-person one. I mean, first of all, just how good does that feel?
You know, it feels awesome. And it does because, you know, trying to do, you know, this time last year, we're like, well, maybe we'll go in July, you know, and that quickly disappeared. And then we thought, October. Well, that, you know, and every time we set a bar, it was just getting worse and worse, and there was no end in sight. Now we know definitely there is an end in sight. We feel it every day on the news. We can see that we're getting closer and closer to everybody coming back to theater and getting back to normal post-pandemic. So it is super exciting. Our opening date is scheduled for October 1. We have a phenomenal season. And now the challenge is, you know, strategically gearing up. We announced last week and people are eager for theater. I'm happy to say a lot of people have already sent in their subscriptions for next year. People are ready. They're ready to get back to normal. And it's really exciting.
So what went into this decision and how you roll out a new season, what it looks like? I mean, there are, I'm sure, logistical concerns, safety concerns going forward. And I'm sure you thought a lot about that going into this.
Oh, without a doubt. That's at the forefront of our minds is safety. And we've been that way with our staff as well, right? We do everything we need to do to make sure that our staff remains safe. And we've made, you know, we perform in Tucson at the Temple of Music and Art, and we've made some structural changes, air conditioning, air filtration, disinfecting. We've got protocols in place. And really, we've got 5 months until October 1. So we'll see how things develop. You know, just recently with the CDC guidelines, it looks better and better as we move forward. But the decision to go forward was, we thought when we made it back in, I want to say it was December, we just said, you know, we're just going to shoot for October 1. And it feels like now it was the right move. We had considered trying to go over the summer and thought, you know, we need to do what we do best, which is theater on stage with a live audience. And if we have to wait to do that, that's what we're going to do. We kind of kicked the tires on everything. And, mm-hmm. you know, as a board and Sean and I as co-CEOs said, we're waiting until we can go full on and really do what we do best. And so that's October 1.
So I want to talk about then beyond the logistics. You mentioned, you know, some of the content that's coming this season. It sounds like you've really intentionally focused on stories that, you know, are of this moment that make sense, like stories of healing, of reemergence. What kind of considerations went into the shows you chose to do this year?
You know, it was really the decision about the thread that is woven in every single show that we've chosen next year is how we all come together. And you're right. And how we are all universally connected through our emotions and our feelings, and trying to kind of weave that thread through the season so that we realize that we don't all have to agree, but we need to connect. We need to reemerge and realize that we're more alike than we are different. And so a lot of the themes throughout the season are just that, right? Like they're joyful. We all know what joy feels like. You know, it creates conversation so that people start talking to one another. It's an exciting season, very exciting season for that reason alone.
Yeah. All right. That is Jerry Wright, the managing director for the Arizona Theater Company, joining us this morning. Jerry, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this, and best of luck going into this season.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.